David said, "Thou anointest my head with oil." And we've been looking at the law of manifesting oneness, how David was awakened to the lost art of oneness, to manifest things. He became skilled in manifesting methods, so much so that he was a coach to manifesting life's circumstances. And he did so through the blueprint of the mind of oneness. Because the word head means mind. The word head means the moving of the thoughts, the shaking of things, the manufacturing of desire. David knew how to change the seasons and the times, which is the blueprint of wisdom and understanding, just like God. Thou anointest my head with oil. Thoughts were awakened. The way he saw, the way he heard, the way he perceived in oneness. And it was the head David expressed where the anointing of oil was used. And he showed us that thoughts are things and things are desires to be created, but they must be joined as one through oil. This word oil is semen. It's liquid. It is the joining of who God is, anointing, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and all of the collective consciousness of who God is, the joining together through oil, the reproductive oil that is liquid. Blood, water, spirit is what joins together as one, which is covenant. 1 John 5. So it's here that thoughts move by the joining together as one, because in blood there is life, in water there's the shaping of the image of what desire is created in the mind, in oneness with God. And it's here that God moves together in oneness to manifest things with our thoughts, with light or righteousness. And it's in that light that what is revealed becomes an image, and an image becomes a thing that is manifested. So in today's confession, I acknowledge that I am habitually and faithfully a disciple of oneness in the Law of manifesting oneness, I'm awakened to the lost art of oneness to manifest things because I know the law of manifesting methods. And whatever comes my way throughout my day, my circumstances, I am a manifesting coach. I know how to take what is dark and manifest it in oneness. And I let the oil of who God is push back darkness and shape my path in light. I pray this small but potent teaching has been a blessing to you today, and that you take time to practice these and get the tools that we have made available and bookmark these same places so that you can continue to receive notification of our next time together. Now, down in the comments section below, there are some links that are available for you that we know will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening today as we steal away in the secret place. Amen.